The executive director of the Center for Media Analysis, Dr. Mesan Maugbe, says the sentencing of a journalist for contempt should serve as a wake-up call for journalists to uphold the ethics of the profession. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Maugbe says the sentencing does not in any way mean that there is no freedom of speech. He added that the sentence should rather raise the need for capacity building on legal proceedings for media practitioners.
This is rather unfortunate situation. However, it also remains an awakening call to how we practice journalism in this country. It calls on us to consistently hold on to the ethics of the profession, our ability to draw the lines between morality, values, and facts. I think the way we've been selecting and using language within the processes of newsmaking sometimes really affects or impacts negatively on some of our institutional and human values in the society. So as much as it is negative impact on journalism in Ghana, what happened yesterday, we also have to look at it constructively. How can we use yesterday's event to empower ourselves as media practitioners in this country?
Do you buy into this idea that a journalist has been jailed for contempt means that free speech is being curtailed?
I don't buy into that idea at all. And I think it's a wrong premise that we are setting for the Supreme Court or the judicial system in this country. The Supreme Court is the interpreter and the custodian of the Constitution in this country. The same constitution that insulates media against any negative tendencies. The same media constitution also prescribes the limitations when it comes to freedom of expression. So I don't think the judicial system is trying or will have any intention to gag the media. It's a wrong premise and we shouldn't go there at all. We should rather look at it constructively. How can we do things better in this country? I remember many of our presidents, be it His Excellency former President J.J. Rawlings or President Kufuor or Arthur Mills, they've all been slanted negatively. I remember where former President Kufuor was called Mr. Moon and then the wife was called Gali Kotoku. These are the results of some of these things that went on unchecked. They are gradually crystallizing into some of these experiences that we experienced yesterday. So constructively, it is to empower us. It is to bring to bear a new form of capacity building in legal proceedings for our media practitioners in this country.
Will you blame this on the repeal of the criminal libel law since
There are certain media practitioners that might be abusing the decriminalizing of the libel law, but it is not constructively positive to label all the media entity in that context. I think we shouldn't do that.
You heard the executive director of the Center for Media Analysis, Dr. Mesan Maugbe, talking to Brighton Trauma.